Page 116. Unit 11. Culture. Lesson A. Weddings. 1. Vocabulary and context. A. Think of 10 words associated with weddings. Then read the postings on this webpage. How many of your words are mentioned? When is a good time to get married? Bjorn.
The best time here in Sweden is the summer, when it stays light all night.
Ming Wei.
It depends. Here it's often decided by a fortune teller, whose job is to choose the best day.
Alex.
Any weekend when you can get off work.
What's your favorite part of the wedding? Rodrigo.
There's a very touching moment when the bride walks down the aisle with her bridesmaids and the groom turns and sees her in her wedding dress for the first time.
Gosia.
My favorite part is when they go to the reception where the couple is met by their parents. The parents give the newlyweds a gift of bread and salt, which in Poland symbolize the prosperity and hardship of life.
Manuel.
It's when the bride and groom exchange vows.
How have weddings changed in recent years? Kumiko.
There was a time when weddings were very traditional in Japan, but that changed in the 1980s when Western-style ceremonies became more popular.
Jun-ho.
Here in South Korea, marriages were traditionally arranged by a matchmaker whose responsibility was to find the right partner for you. I have lots of friends whose parents met that way, but arranged marriages aren't as common nowadays.
Cassidy.
There aren't as many religious weddings. Some people go to Hawaii, where they get married on the beach. Or there are actually places in the States where a celebrity lookalike, like Elvis, performs a civil ceremony.
Chris.
They go on longer. They have all these bachelor and bachelorette parties now, where you celebrate with your friends. Sometimes they go on all night. And some last the whole weekend. Then there's the rehearsal dinner, where the parents of the groom host a dinner for everybody who's involved, the bridesmaids, the best man, and groomsmen.